Even with a stick, I've got to remain focused on where I'm standing. You can't take your eyes off these snakes for a moment. They can strike up to two-thirds of their own body length. Pinning it down immobilizes the snake just enough for me to risk getting in close.
Okay. And the only way to be really sure is to have his head off.
Even though I know I've decapitated it, I always double check.
Okay. And even after he's dead, you've got to be careful. The head can still inject you. And that's what you do not want going into your bloodstream. It doesn't matter how many times you deal with snakes, you wouldn't be human if your heart wasn't racing when you're dealing with one that's as lethal as this.
It's good practice to bury the head of a venomous snake before you leave.
On the ground like this, aiming for a distant landmark, it's pretty straightforward to stay on course because you've got line of sight to follow. When you start to then dip into this sort of lower ground, it's much harder to maintain your direction. And a good technique is just to look at the shadow, look at the angle your shadow is causing on your body, and then just maintain that and follow it. But bear in mind, that's only really good over short distances, because obviously your shadow is going to move about 15 degrees every hour.